Welcome, everybody, and happy Monday. I'm Maggie Dawn, your host for the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Hope you all are doing well. I got a fine guest with me for the entire program. You know him well. His name's Matt Rothschild. He's the host of Wisconsin Forward that you can find at civicmedia.us and wherever you find your favorite podcasts, like on Spotify and Apple Pods. Welcome back to the show, Matt. Great to have you.
Well, it's great to be with you, Maggie, as always. Looking forward to the show today.
Yes, great to be back together with you. Thank you, Matt, for guest hosting while I was on vacation. Big thanks to Jim Santel, host of Amicus, a law review on Saturdays from 9 to 11 a.m., who sat in for me, John and Gordy, and everybody here in the Civic Media family who helped me take a little time away from what is and apparently will be for the foreseeable future an absolutely insane amount of news that happens every day. Today, no exception. Matt and I are going to have an in-depth conversation with each and every one of you about Donald Trump priming the pump for an actual potentially military-style-backed coup. What is the National Guard doing in Washington, D.C.? We're going to discuss all that first here on the Maggie Dawn Show this afternoon. And of course, we will get to at 4:30 the devastating flooding, especially in the city of Milwaukee, but across southeastern Wisconsin. We got two great guests joining us. Milwaukee Fire Chief Aaron Lipsky joins us at 4:30 to discuss emergency response during flooding events. And then immediately after Chief Lipsky, we'll be joined by Milwaukee County's Director of Emergency Management, Cassandra Liebel. We'll discuss with Director Liebel the second phase, the recovery phase after that initial emergency response, and give you folks some resources if you have sustained damage to your business or residence, a number that you can call to report that in. Finally, in the 5 o'clock hour, we will ask you about your individual flooding circumstances. Did your home flood? Has it flooded before? Were you able to get insurance after a flooding event? We're going to want to hear from you at 5 o'clock. We'll, of course, then get to the ongoing Epstein scandal. It just ain't going anywhere. And J.D. Vance giving a somewhat disturbing interview this weekend. We've got some sound from that. You're not going to want to miss that discussion. And to close it all off, boy, despite the floods, it is something special here in Milwaukee. Those Milwaukee Brewers getting it done in spectacular fashion. 9 wins in a row, a walk-off home run by a new Brewer yesterday in what I think some people are calling it sure feeling like a miracle in Milwaukee. So you're going to want to stay tuned. We've got some sound of the game. We'll discuss that with Matt and each and every one of you. But Matt, let's get right into it. We've got Donald Trump this morning at a press conference and on Truth Social stating that he is deploying the National Guard in Washington, D.C., effectively federalizing the District of Columbia law enforcement. This coming on the heels of sending in without request the National Guard into L.A. Ironically, or perhaps not, today is the first day of a 3-day bench trial. That is the bench trial over Donald Trump's deployment of the National Guard in Los Angeles. Los Angeles, recall, 500-plus square miles of city. The protesters were in about less than 1 square mile. So keep that in mind. Matt, before we get to your impressions about this, let's listen to a bit of what the president had to say this morning about, I guess, his desire to just take over Washington, D.C. Let's take cut two.
This is Liberation Day in D.C., and we're going to take our capital back. We're taking it back under the authorities vested in me as the President of the United States. I'm officially invoking Section 740 of the District of Columbia Home Rule Act. You know what that is? And placing the D.C. Metropolitan Police Department under direct federal control, and you'll be meeting the people that will be directly involved with that. Very good people, but they're tough, and they know what's happening, and they've done it before.
Unlike Donald Trump, who has no grasp of what's actually happening, nor actual crime statistics, we'll get to those in just a moment. Let's hear what he had to say. Ominous language from the president about potentially federalizing the police all across this country. Is it coming to your hometown? Let's take a listen to cut three.
But then I'm going to look at New York in a little while. Let's do this. Let's do this together. Let's see. It's going to go pretty quickly. And if we need to, we're going to do the same thing in Chicago, which is a disaster. We have a mayor there who's totally incompetent. He's an incompetent man. And we have an incompetent governor there. Pritzker's an incompetent. His family threw him out of the business, and he ran for governor. And now I understand he wants to be president. But I noticed he lost a little weight, so maybe he has a chance. You know, you never know what happens. But Pritzker's a gross incompetent guy thrown out of the family business.
Fat jokes from our sitting president while he threatens the independence of Chicago and Illinois. It didn't stop there. Let's take cut six. Trump continued his threats to federalize law enforcement in other cities.
We have other cities that are very bad. New York has a problem. And then you have, of course, Baltimore and Oakland. We don't even mention that anymore. They're so far gone. We're not going to let it happen. We're not going to lose our cities over this. And this will go further. We're starting very strongly with D.C., and we're going to clean it up real quick, very quickly, as they say.
It's simply shocking. I have a lot of thoughts about this. I know all of you do. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Matt, what do you make of all of this?
Well, this is a creeping martial law is what it is. And, you know, our Declaration of Independence states that governments are instituted among men deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. There's no consent of the governed here. The mayor didn't ask for this. The city council didn't ask for this. This is Trump doing it with just a pretext. The facts don't matter. The facts that, you know, crime rates are down to 30-year lows, that doesn't matter to Trump. He picks an anecdote here and an anecdote there. And, you know, he's doing this to distract, of course, from the Epstein scandal. But there's more there than that, because he's always wanted to invoke the Insurrection Act and get the U.S. military into our streets. He got them into our streets in L.A. without invoking the Insurrection Act. But this is a dress rehearsal for nationwide martial law. And imagine what he'd do if there was an actual serious event here, a terrorist attack or something terrible. I mean, he would for sure get the military in there, but he's ready to do it with no rationale at all, no real rationale, just pretext. And so it's disgusting. And the scapegoating is disgusting. This is the same kind of rhetoric, the same kind of adjectives that he used going after immigrants. Now he's using it against folks in D.C. The racism is obvious because most people understand that D.C. Is a largely black community. I mean, Jesse Jackson used to call it Chocolate City. Other people have too. Trump doesn't have to use the words blacks, because a lot of white ears are hearing it anyway. And black ears too, for that matter. They're not naive about what Trump is doing and how he's scapegoating people. So yeah, this is incredibly scary, outrageously undemocratic. And I think anyone who cherishes our tradition of democracy in this country should just be appalled.
And to put not too fine a point on it, I find the fat jokes aside and also ironic, but I find it at best ironic, at worst rising to the level of lie and misdirection for the man who pardoned people who attacked DC Metro and Capitol police officers to now feign care about the security and safety in our nation's capital. And as early as late last night, this morning, the U.S. Attorney's Office for the District of Columbia still had their annual crime statistics report up on their website. So this is, you know, the Trump administration's U.S. Attorney's Office for the D.C. District. I guess they forgot to pull that down. I am literally reading from what was pulled from the U.S. Attorney's Office for the District of Columbia as of last night. This is based on a report that came out on January 3rd this year. Total violent crime for 2024 in D.C. is down 35% from 2023, and it is the lowest it has been in over 30 years.
Yep.
In addition to overall violent crime reduction, again, I'm literally reading this verbatim from the DOJ's own website. This was current as of 24 hours ago. Homicides are down 32% in D.C., robberies down 39%, armed carjackings down 53%, assaults with a dangerous weapon are down 27%, all when compared to 2023 levels, with the district reporting the fewest assaults with dangerous weapons and burglaries in over 30 years. So Donald Trump is lying to the American public about the safety and security of Washington, D.C., and based upon that lie, supercharged with racist rhetoric, he is federalizing and seizing control of the D.C. Metropolitan Police Department. I want people to think about what we are talking about here. The federal government seizing control of local law enforcement. Any conservative who has thrown out the phrase states' rights and local control, I'd like to hear your outrage. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. We've got Jack from Merrimack on the air. Welcome back to the Maggie Dawn Show. Good to see you on my caller list, Jack. Say hi to Matt. What you got for us?
Hey, folks. So we have officially entered a police state. That's what this is. And I believe that Matt is right. I think this is a trial run to see what he can get away with. My final thought on this is beware of November 2026. I cannot imagine the possibility that anyone who backs this person and in our government could possibly be reelected by anyone with any common sense. This is a recipe for electoral disaster, what's going on, and I don't think that elections are going to be allowed in 2020. I really think that that's where this is headed.
Thanks so much, Jack, from Merrimack. This is scary on so many levels. I'm going to give you my take on Donald Trump seizing control of local law enforcement in Washington, D.C. based upon lies and racism. That's what our president did this morning. We're going to continue this great discussion on the other side with my special guest, Matt Rothschild, and each and every one of you. Are you concerned about what Trump might do with Milwaukee's law enforcement? Do you welcome it, perhaps? 855-752-4842, 855-CIVIC. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. What happens when Trump comes to your neighborhood? Next.